Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
March 16th, we're going to be doing a special show at La Cecilia, the Press Road Show. We're going to be watching the Flyers and Bruins on the big screen. We're going to have a big Italian buffet, all the apps, main dishes, desserts. It's going to be a blast, a great weekend of hockey, because don't forget, our event's on March 16th. The next day is the Flyers Carnival. So if you're looking to cap off what is going to be a sensational weekend of hockey and the Flyers, you're going to want to join us March 16th at La Cecilia in Oxford, 58 South 3rd Street in Oxford, PA. Doors open at 5:30. You can get your tickets now at shop.snowthegoalie.com. Join us for a huge night of hockey talk. We'll be watching that game on the big screen. There's going to be door prizes, a lot of fun. Come talk some puck with the three of us. It's going to be a blast. And who knows? Somebody else might show up. I'm not saying they will, but maybe they will. Maybe. Yeah, you have to be there to find out, but I promise you it's going to be a great time. Shop.snowthegoalie.com. Join us March 16th.
Hey, this is Keith Jones, the president of hockey operations of the Flyers.
Hi, I'm Paul Holmgren.
Hey, I'm Travis Konecny.
Hi, this is Travis Sennen.
Hi, I'm Joel Farabee.
Hey, I'm Scott Laughton.
This is Dan Helfrich.
Hi, this is Bob Clark.
And you're listening to
Snow the Goalie.
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 Crap, that was not good. That was a bad night of hockey.
I'm seeing green, Russ.
Are you that sick?
That was sickening. That third period was disgusting. I want to vomit all over the place. It was so brutal.
It was a bad game pretty much from start to finish. And we spent pregame and the first intermission saying, you have to start on a good foot, especially pregame. We said you have to start on the right foot. We talked about over these next seven games, including tonight, it's so important to get, you said, well, Ant said pregame, 6 points. Then you came on first intermission and said 6 points in those seven games. The Flyers got boat raced tonight. They got curb stomped tonight. They got their teeth kicked in, and they showed little to no fight back. Now, granted, Sam Harrison was not good in the first period, got pulled in the first intermission. Sandstrom came in, played well for a period, fell apart in the third. This is not a good result by any stretch of the imagination. This isn't a, there's no silver lining in this one that you pull out and you say, oh, you know, they did get a goal back there late in the third period. Yeah. No, this is bad. So if we are to believe your logic and Ant's logic, you need 6 points out of these seven games to put yourself in really good position down the stretch for playoff positioning. Now it's 6 points in six games you need. And by the way, this team comes back next week to this same place, and you better show a little bit more resolve. And what's that thing that Tort said the team has? Balls? Yeah, you better find them. You better find them fast.
They've had them this year, though, Russ. Like, you know, I mean, this is what, listen.
They got their doors blown up in
they
Tampa.
They did against a more talented team where the stars shine tonight. I mean, guys like Matthews will hurt you. The third period, like, again, when I said at the end of the second period, and it's the exact same way I thought if I played. Yeah. Guys, we're down 3-1. That wasn't a bad period. We got to be better in the third, and we'll give ourselves a chance. Got to tighten up defensively, and when the opportunities are there, take advantage of them. The one goal where it ended up the breakaway to Matthews,
yeah.
I don't know what the Flyers' D was doing. You had York in position, and Sanheim decides he's going to come across to the same puck carrier. That's like stuff you learn in, like, peewee hockey. Like, there's no, you just don't come across, be like, oh, I'm going to go get that guy because he's someone else's guy. And then, of course, who scores? 34. The last guy on the ice you want with open space on a half breakaway. It was a mess, man. And then it gets better. All right, tonight's like the gloves off night, right? Yeah. Like, if it was bad, it's bad. The Flyers had, they're on a penalty kill.
Yes.
And they had a yard sale in the process. They had three guys out of the four with sticks on the ice, and they could not pick them back up. They just couldn't get in position. It was unbelievable, the sequence. It looked like a fire drill.
Yeah.
And then Toronto finally scored, but that was kind of a microcosm of what that whole third period was. And you know what? I talk about the first five in the third. Mm-hmm. When you don't have it, this is what happens when you come out with more of an attitude. They just need to come out with more, a little bit more of a pop in them in the third, and they didn't. They looked discombobulated. They didn't look in sync.
Yeah.
And as a result, they got their doors blown off here tonight. And, yeah, I mean.
Well, they had their doors blown off in Tampa.
They had
their doors blown off in this one. They had a really nice game against Florida where they picked up a win that you didn't expect. But, like, look. I don't want to be negative here. I don't like being the guy who's like the negative one on the show, but like the team is what it is. And you know, you didn't have the coach for the last two games. You almost lost against San Jose.
Yeah.
You did not look ready to play tonight. And I get that there's a lot that goes into it with the coach and the coach getting the most out of these guys, and you push and you push and you push. But like, I don't know if it's that the team wasn't mentally locked in. I don't know if it's that the team is physically worn out.
Well, there's guys that look like they've hit a wall. There's no doubt about it.
And it's more than like three. There are a lot of guys who just, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it again. The coach rode Sean Couturier into the ground. And now you're in a position where he looks like a shell of himself. And the problem is that now that he's missed 2 years, you can't say to him, take a month away or take a week or two off, because it's going to be almost impossible for him to get back into some kind of flow, right? Like, you've talked about this. It's almost worse for him to take a break than to allow himself to stay loose in playing shape with a back injury, right? Like,
yeah,
you run the risk of legitimately, like, I don't know if it's seizing up or whatever, but, like, there's something to be said for staying in playing shape. And if you... Like, I think that's the problem they've run themselves into. And that sucks because, look, you can flip his minutes with Lawton's as much as you want, which they've kind of gone to for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. But, like, Lawton at his best is not Couturier at 80%. What?
I don't want anybody going at anybody's haircut.
What's happening? Who's going after haircut? Oh, Rockies. I don't know.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg. This is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I don't want to say that it's over because there's... What, well, 16 games left, 15 games left? It's not over. Once you get through this stretch, there are winnable games. But, like, you can't – this can't happen again.
Well,
again, you have the chance
for
retribution
you. You
in
more
a week.
Tough. Boston beat Montreal tonight in a very tight game, 2-1 in overtime.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know watched them lately. They haven't been great lately, Boston.
They have the Flyers number.
They do. They're 39-14-15. So they've left the buildings this year, 29 losses.
Yeah.
For the Bruins, when you really think about it. Look, they got hammered by St. Louis the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal, they struggled. So listen, again, when you're the Flyers and this is an opportunity, you have to look at who's playing. I'm always a trend guy. Like, teams go up and then they go down, and that's how long they stay up for. And Boston looks like they're not fading. They're going to make the playoffs and they'll regroup. But right now might be a good time to get them.
Yeah. Can you put that Flyers Cup one up here real
Pasternak, quick? I see Adam B there. Yeah, I mean, he's a problem against the Flyers. They really struggle against stopping and containing really high-end skill.
Flyers Cup does make a good point here. Flyers schedule rest-wise is favorable this month. 2+ days between games every week in March. They had a week off in February. They shouldn't be tired. So, like, we're looking at, like, I'm looking at the cumulative effect of how they've had to play every night. The adage of hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work. They've been taken lightly in a lot of games. Earlier in the year, teams were playing their backup goalie against this team. They were getting points. Now as it gets to be nut-crunching time, where you are going up against teams that are playoff-bound or playoff-desperate, the other teams are going to work. They're going to work hard. And this Flyers team tonight, there were some guys who looked like they were giving it their all. I'm not questioning if they have the intrinsic motivation, but like, it wasn't out there tonight. And this team will get boat raced in these next six games if they put out that kind of effort. If they put out whatever that not locked in mental game they played tonight, they will get their teeth kicked in for the next six games. And what really is the interesting thing is you and Ant said 6 points. I said I could, like, I very well could see 0-5-2 kind of thing. You get 2 points out of the stretch, or like 1-5-1.
That's two or three points
is really bad. And then you look at it and you say the Islanders are, they have a lot of loser points.
Like, but take care, buddy. Have
the
a good
Islanders
night.
Have a path. The Devils still stink, but they could potentially see blood in the water. Maybe. You've got Detroit is in free fall.
Well, they're bad
right now. But if Detroit turns it back around, then you're back in that situation where the Atlantic will probably get both wild card spots. I'm just saying, like, not trying to paint a negative picture here, but like, it is kind of a negative picture.
But
like,
you're giving it the complete worst case scenario stuff.
I'm looking at it kind of realistically, because when you have Johnson and Staal in the lineup, Seeler's still out. You don't have Drysdale. You traded off Walker. Like, they don't seem to want to bring up the Emil Andres, which we talked about during intermission. They sent Jinnick down. Ant said they have no intention of really like bringing him back up unless, you know, it's an emergency situation. I don't see the positive path until they're able to get like Seeler back, maybe. But think about that.
And imagine we're talking now like about Nick Seeler.
That's what I'm saying.
Being like the savior. I mean, listen, it's the power play. I know it scored tonight, but I mean, it was, you know, one of those rebound goals. They need to find ways to produce more offense. And again, like, they scored three against San Jose, which is fine, but that's not good enough. You know, you need to really, and then, you know, going back to Tampa, you have zero. You get, you had two tonight, but one was really a quitter goal at the end for Toronto. Like, they're like, all right, just get out of here. And free space showed up for Forster and he scored. But, you know, I mean, they've got a lot of work to do and they got to refocus. They have, they'll have practice tomorrow, I would assume, and get ready for Boston. In Boston, again, this is, you know, the Flyers, I don't think are playing well. I don't think Boston is either. But for some reason, I hate the Flyers going in there. It's never, I mean, I traveled with the team for, you know, 15 years after as well, and Boston's been a nightmare to go to.
Always. But you know what's not going to be a nightmare? You can come watch that game down at La Cecilia in Oxford. We're going to be doing the live show, the Press Road Show, Big Italian Buffet, and we talked about it during the intermissions. But for the people who listen back after the fact in the podcast feed and they listen to the post-game show, they didn't get to check this out. We have a bunch of merch. Flyers merch that we're going to be giving away as door prizes. We have a signed Cam York mini stick. We have a signed Travis Konecny mini helmet. So you come in, you get your ticket online, shop.snowthegoalie.com. You get a big buffet. We do the Press Road Show. We talk puck the entire time. We're going to be watching the game up on the big screen. Intern Andrew's going to be dressed like a leprechaun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've been told that there might even be more stuff.
There is.
I actually do know about one other really big door prize that I think we're going to save as a surprise for that night. There might
it's going to be an awesome door prize. Yeah, for sure.
So you'll get, I think, 10 entries with a ticket. So that'll be nice. And then
and I will be there the whole night now, Russ, because unfortunately my girls lost. So I won't have to travel to Boston University BU for the championship game.
Yeah.
On Sunday, which sucks. But you know what? I'll be there.
They had a heck of a season, though.
They had a great year. Yeah, I'm so proud of both my girls. I love you. And if you are watching, which I doubt you are, really proud of the year you had. And I hope you guys can get back next year and try it again.
I love it. Matthew Bennick here says, dunk your garlic bread into beautiful marinara at La Cecilia and then dunk Russ into the dunk tank.
I actually just looked at the directions out there. And see ya, fridge.
And what'd you find?
Fridge
is looking sad. He looks sad after that game.
Bridge doesn't look good tonight.
He looks sad. He looks like this loss got to him. That's okay.
Well, I mean, to me after the first. I'd let it go by now.
I don't know if you saw this or not pregame, but you were talking to somebody pregame, and Jim Jackson came over, and he said, "Oh, Russ, your show's over." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Ah, your show's over." And I was like, oh, Jim Jackson found out that I called you Boosh the other day and said, it's okay. The refs are going for all the, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow,
Jim Jackson canceled our show. I didn't know he could do that. I didn't know he had the power. And then he's like, that guy talking over there about you. You talking to somebody. I'm like, yeah, well, he must have thought because the lights were on.
That was Jim's boy, Bernie. Great lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Super awesome lady.
Well, then that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
But that was fun. Anyway, you were saying.
You get clawing on the refs sometimes. And it's just like a.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think refs are great, but they have a job to do.
They do.
I mean, imagine going out there dressed like that every night in front of 20,000 people. Black pants and a striped shirt.
Yeah, not great. You were saying something before, and I interrupted you with another off-the-rails thing. I think it was about Saturday.
I was like, wow. I'm like, yeah, where is this place? So I just Googled the directions. I need an airplane? I'm going to take a hovercraft.
It's going to take you a little bit to get there. It's going to take me a while to get there. But
it's
you know
a little
what?
Past Wilmington.
But you know what? We love the fact that we get to go out and chat with people that night, have a nice big Italian meal. It's going to be a great time. Intern Andrew, do you have the poem? Hold on. Let's do a very rare thing. I don't know if we've ever done this on the Press Row post-game show, but let's bring intern Andrew onto the stage really quick. And intern Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about the poem that you're going to be reciting Saturday?
Is it an Irish poem?
Yeah, I styled it as a limerick, which is...
Do you have a bit of an Irish accent you can drop onto people?
I have no Irish accent, but the rhyme schemes with a limerick is significantly harder than
Limerick, Pennsylvania.
The last one that I did.
With the nuclear towers.
Limerick. You're going to sing a wee limerick for us, are you?
Oh, what you got up there? What you got up your sleeve? What you got up there?
Will you wear a jockstrap with the tights?
A jockstrap? I don't think so.
You don't want to have like the Christopher Reeve problem with Superman 1?
No. They're not tights. The pants are actually pretty baggy.
Okay, good.
Oh, I bet they are.
No junk in the trunk?
No. This is a PG. This is a family-friendly show.
He's going to put
for
a
God's sake, buddy.
Gonna put a wall back
get
there.
Get your head out of the gutter.
Oh, you got a couple of wee four-leaf clovers down in your drawers there, eh, fella?
Did I do something to hurt you?
No. We just lost here. I mean, we got to have a little fun and at least have some sense of people home.
You get to be the church at the end of our rainbow.
Oh.
After a rough night.
Oh,
it was a stormy night out here. The rainbow lands right here.
I love your stripes and your little socks Andrew. And your little wee tipped boots.
I could have interned for any other podcast. And I chose this one.
All right, so the poem.
Yeah, so I said the rhyme scheme for a limerick is a lot harder than the elf one that I did, because that's just like two rhymes and that's a stanza.
How does a limerick work? I don't remember.
So it's two. So it's.
It's not a haiku.
No, I'm trying to.
Matt Bennick. No, I cannot, Matt Bennick, do that right now. I got to get out of here.
Irish.
Like, wants me to do a hitch Irish accent.
I'm trying to think of how to say it without giving anything away that I've already written, but it's like.
Is it like 4-3? Is it an iambic pentameter?
It's a sentence that rhymes, okay. Or a sentence that rhymes with that, then two quick, but B's,
okay,
and then
so
a third sentence that rhymes with the first two.
Okay, so it's A-A-B-B-A.
Yes.
Okay. Takes me back to AP English.
I went roaring back to 7th grade language arts.
Wow. So we brought him on postgame for the first time ever, and this is what we got.
Very nice.
Well, I mean, I don't have anything else to add about the game. It was throw away the tape game.
Great, great trivia though today, which we're not putting in the post game show in the podcast view. That people have to go back to the YouTube video and they have to find it. It was great. It was a great intermission. It was great
Aunt,
trivia.
Went down to see Joe Seville. There's no coach interview or anything tonight because of the loss.
Yeah,
we were actually hoping this would be the first night actually a head coach would answer one of Anthony's questions.
No torts. No snow the goalie.
Well,
you know what I think. Riot. I think this might be time.
I want to see people that are watching this show come out and have a blast with us Saturday night.
Yeah.
We'll be there at around 5:30. Show starts at 6:30, we're gonna eat.
Oh
like,
we're gonna
eat like pigs. We're gonna have a great time. We're gonna laugh. And
any pasta. We got the main dishes. We got the dessert. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be so fantastic.
Yeah. We'll see you then. We'll be there ready to roll on Saturday night.
By the way, the link to the tickets is available in the description of this episode on YouTube, Facebook, and in the podcast feed. You could share that to your friends, share that to your family. Let people know, the Flyers fans in your life. Hey, you want to go meet Bundy? Have a little man of God? You know, have a little...
You'll have fun, I promise
you. Oh, my God, it's going to be so much
fun. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be absolute chaos for multiple hours. food, chaos, hockey, door prizes, autographed memorabilia that we're going to be giving away. Door prizes. You don't buy extra tickets now. Ant told us something during one of the intermissions that, like, they might sell extra entries. But, like, just know, if you show up, you get 10 entries per ticket, which is great. The value of some of these things
really good.
Exceeds the value of your, you know, your tickets. So.
Could you theoretically win everything?
Ooh.
That's a really great question.
That is a good question, because, like, the autograph memorabilia, I would think that if you win the autograph memorabilia, that you're ineligible for, like, the hats and the shirt. Right? Wouldn't you think so?
I mean, if your number keeps getting called, your number keeps getting called.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Wow. Okay.
Should have rigged the system.
I guess we'll have to talk about that. Okay. Okay. All right. Time for us to go. Ant was supposed to come back up here, but just like in pregame, he was late. He almost died tonight.
Twice.
We're going to fill the postgame people in. There's the velvet rope by the show. And Anthony showed up late. Jackie Spiegel from the Inquirer was here. She did a great job.
Yep.
Ant shows up late. He goes to step over the velvet rope, catches it with his foot. The gold posts holding it up start to fall. One almost hits the camera, knocks it over. Ant slams into one of the high top tables. We were very close to having the high top table go through the glass behind us, which would then fall down and, like, Patrick Swayze. Remember the bad guy in Ghost who gets impaled by the window, like, late in the movie?
I haven't seen it. I'm sorry.
Guy gets it. Anyway, that was going to be gritty. Ant almost killed Gritty, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So it's been a heck of a night here.
Great
and then,
night.
And then when he left, he also fell over too. Well, kind of fell. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Come see how great Ant's dexterity is on Saturday. And then Sunday, Bundy.
We have the carnival.
We have the carnival, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And one of us will be in the dunk tank. Who? I don't know. Could it be me with the 65% of the vote on YouTube? Maybe. Could it be Ant? I've heard that when it comes to the dunk tank, his fingerprints are all over it. So I guess we'll find out.
Break another toe.
We'll find out.
His toe prints.
Val Camillo's not here to buy him a cake, though. So, yeah.
Could be the end of the mustache, too. So, take a last quick look.
That's got to stay. That's got to stay till Sunday.
Yeah, it's a playoff mustache for the girls. It's gone.
It's a playoff mustache for the Flyers. All right. Time for us to go. Everybody have a great night. Flyers lose. Bad game. We'll be back later this weekend. Have a great day, everybody.